In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. Today we continue our discussion about the Death with Dignity movement, so-called, a Catholic response. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us, in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Romans 5:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Listen, sometimes every single God-ordained moment of our lives is necessary for our salvation. Yes, every single moment, every single second, to the point. I'd like to share a story with you from Through the Year with Fulton Sheen by the great, venerable Fulton J. Sheen, my mentor and my hero. It's called The Divine Invasion on page 21. A woman wrote to me about her brother, saying that he was dying in a hospital and that he had been away from the sacraments for about 30 years. She said, he had not just led a bad life, but he was an evil man. He did much to corrupt youth and circulated all manner of evil pamphlets among the young to destroy both faith and morals. His sister said that about 20 priests had called on him, and he threw them all out of the hospital room. So, will you please go? Last resort Sheen I am. I visited him this particular night and stayed about 5 seconds because I knew that I would fear no better than anyone else. But instead of just making one visit, I made 40. For 40 straight nights, I went to see this man. The second night, I stayed 10 or 15 seconds. I increased my visits by several seconds every night. At the end of the month, I was spending 10 to 15 minutes with him. But I never once broached the subject of his soul until the 40th night. That night, I brought with me the Blessed Sacrament and the holy oils, and I said to him, William, you are going to die tonight. He said, I know it. I said, I'm sure you want to make your peace with God tonight. He replied, I do not get out. I said, I'm not alone. Who's with you? He asked. I brought the good Lord along. Do you want him to get out too? He said nothing. So I knelt down alongside of his bed for about 15 minutes because I had the Blessed Sacrament with me. After the prayer, I again said, William, I'm sure you want to make your peace with God before you die. He refused and started screaming for the nurse. So in order to stop him, I ran to the door as if I were going to leave. Then I quickly came back. I put my head down alongside of his face on the pillow, and I said, just one thing, William. Promise me, before you die tonight, you will say, my Jesus, mercy. He said, I will not get out. I had to leave. I told the nurse that if he wanted me during the night, I would come back. About 4 o'clock in the morning, the nurse called, and she said that he had just died. I asked her how he died. Well, she said, about a minute after you left, he began saying, my Jesus, mercy. And he never stopped saying it until he died. There was nothing in me that influenced him. Here was a divine invasion upon someone who had the faith once and lost it. End of quote. Well, here was a man who converted at the very last moment. He needed every last moment of his life for that to happen. What if he had terminated his life of his own choice before that time? Or what if someone else had coerced him or even made the decision for him to terminate his life before that time because they could not see the beautiful value of every moment of his life until the end, until God's ordained time for his life to end? Listen, I want you to be aware of a deceptive, demonic tactic that we are up against here. The enemy, the evil one, always works to find ways to present evil as good. Thus, pro-choice for tearing apart and killing babies in the womb. Mercy killing for those perceived as useless and unproductive. And death with dignity for directly killing oneself before God's perfect time. Listen, if living for a time with pain and suffering until the very last moment of God's perfect time is worthless, then what of our Lord Jesus being scourged and hanging and bleeding on the cross until every last drop of his precious blood and water was poured out from his body? The fruit of the cross and pain is eternal life. The fruit of the cross and pain is the highest form of love, agape, a sacrificial love, and union with God. There is no surer path. Listen, I don't like suffering and pain, and if I could tell you there was a surer path, I would, but there isn't. The surest path to our union with God and our salvation is the cross. There is no surer path. The greater the sacrifice, the greater the love. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus, your Lord and Savior, led the way with a total, complete pouring out of self to the last drop of blood and water in his sacred body while he hung and suffered immensely on the cross. Quote, but one soldier thrust his lance into his side and immediately blood and water flowed out. John 19:34. Is this not an amazing example of agape love? Agape, the Greek word for the highest form of love, a deep sacrificial love, an unconditional love, a love of total self-giving, a pouring out every drop of one's blood kind of love for the other. This is the type of love our blessed Lord Jesus left for us to do our best to emulate. How did Jesus describe his own impending death? How did he describe it? Jesus identified his impending death as his glorification. Yes, his glorification. Quote, Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat, but if it dies, it produces much fruit." John 12:23-24. Jesus identified his approaching painful suffering and death as his glorification. Not because his pain and agony was good in itself. No, it was awful. It was horrible. But because of the infinite good that would come out of it. For you. Yes, for you. Quote, and when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself. He said this, indicating the kind of death he would die. John 12:32-33. Yes, Jesus, our Lord, says that by suffering, pain, and dying, much fruit is produced. How did Jesus say he would draw everyone to himself? How did he say he would draw you to himself? He said, when I am lifted up from the earth. That means when he was nailed to the cross to hang there and suffer and bleed and die. That is how he drew you to himself. Jesus took no shortcuts from the cross. No shortcuts. He was all about following his Father's will to the very last moment, to the very last drop of his blood, to the very last drop of his pain, to the very last drop of his life. So he could what? So he could what? So he could draw you. Yes, you, his beloved, to himself for all eternity. Yes, you are our Lord Jesus' beloved. This is how much he loves you. He suffered and died for you. And he drank every last drop of this bitter cup for you. By the way, the Catholic Church is highly in favor of using advances in the field of medicine to control and alleviate pain and suffering of patients, of those who suffer. Catechism of the Catholic Church, 2279. Even if death is thought imminent, the ordinary care owed to a sick person cannot be legitimately interrupted. The use of painkillers to alleviate the sufferings of the dying, even at the risk of shortening their days, can be morally in conformity with human dignity if death is not willed as either an end or a means, but only foreseen and tolerated as inevitable. Palliative care is a special form of disinterested charity. As such, it should be encouraged. You see, the Church does not want people to suffer. It does not value pain and suffering in itself. The Church encourages us to do what we can to alleviate the pain of others, even the pain of ourselves. But the fact is, some pain, some suffering in life is inevitable. We cannot get around it, and we cannot opt out of the gift of life to escape our cross. No, we cannot. And like many of you, I am not speaking from a position of someone who has not suffered, who has not suffered significantly. I have. I know. I know a little bit about what it's like, and I know it can be hard, but it can also be beautiful. It can be fruitful. As a matter of fact, the fruit of my pain and suffering and illnesses has brought me here today to talk to you, to encourage you. Well, we'll take a quick break and we'll come right back to talk more about the Death with Dignity movement, a Catholic response. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We continue our discussion of the Death with Dignity movement, a Catholic response. I think we all fear pain and we all fear death. But our Lord Jesus literally put the death we fear so much to death so we can be happy with him forever. I will tell you, nothing good comes from trying to take shortcuts from the cross. Quote, he abolished death and has proclaimed life and immortality through the good news. 2 Timothy 1:10 to 11. Our Heavenly Father is bringing a great good out of our pain and suffering, out of your pain and suffering, when we unite it to Jesus on the cross for our own salvation and the salvation of others. Yes, Jesus, our Lord, has abolished death, your death, and has proclaimed life and immortality through the good news. As very horrible as it was, I thank God for my cancer, for my leukemia. It was a gift like no other gift that had the efficacy of bringing me closer to God than I ever would have had any other way. It also brought my family closer to God. And perhaps it's even bringing you closer to God. And there is no price too high to grow in union with God, our loving Father. I can frankly say that I would not trade my leukemia journey for anything. And it was tough. It was horrible on a human, physical, emotional, mental level. But I would not trade it for anything because it has brought me and others closer to God. And is that not the ultimate fruit of life? Let me tell you about the value of redemptive suffering. Quote, it makes me happy to suffer for you as I am suffering now and in my own body to do what I can to make up all that has still to be undergone by Christ for the sake of his body, the church. Colossians 1:24-25. You see, God chose to leave the gift of an indispensable sliver of the cross for each of us to bear. And this is a privilege because in our own body, we are making up all that has still to be undergone by Christ for what? For the sake of his body, the church, for the sake of souls, for their salvation, for our own salvation. Pain and suffering mixed with prayer and united to the passion of our Lord Jesus on the cross and the Eucharist is the most powerful force in the universe. It purifies the soul of the person suffering, and it has a redemptive power for others. Yes, there is transferability to others of the merits won by our prayers and sufferings. This transferability applies toward the living here on earth as well as the souls in purgatory who are all part of the church, all part of the mystical body of Jesus our Lord. Listen, expounding upon an analogy from my hero, Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen, one can compare this transference to healthy blood being transfused into the veins of a sick person. The healthy blood will circulate through the entire body from the tip of the toes to the top of the head. The graces of our sacramental and prayer life, united with our cross, pain and suffering are transferred or transfused into the mystical body of Christ. These graces are applied in a true and mysterious way to particular individuals, but I dare say to everyone. Since blood flows through the entire body, nourishing every single cell, none excepted, there is not a single person living in the world or in purgatory who does not benefit in some way from our prayers, our suffering, and our sacrifices, our sacramental life, united to our Lord Jesus. But we must keep in mind that these merits are not really thanks to us. They are gifts. They are privileges of participation in the merits of our Lord Jesus, which our Heavenly Father of mercies permits. The foundational scripture passage teaching this beautiful truth is as follows, from 2 Corinthians 4:16 to 18. That is why there is no weakening on our part, and instead, though the outer man of ours may be falling into decay, the inner man is renewed day by day. Yes, the troubles that are soon over, though they weigh little, train us for the carrying of a weight of eternal glory that is out of all proportion to them. And so we have no eyes for things that are visible, but only for things that are invisible, for visible things last only for a time, and the invisible things are eternal. End of quote. Yes, we need to learn to focus on the things that are invisible, because visible things last only for a time. It is the invisible things that are eternal, like our interior life, our spiritual life, our union with God, our salvation. Yes, I know you have troubles. I know you have troubles, and they're hard. But I want to tell you that though they're hard, though they're difficult, they weigh little. They're training you for the carrying of a weight of eternal glory that is out of all proportion to them. Yes, your inner self is being renewed day by day by our Lord Jesus, in whom you were incorporated into at your baptism. I will tell you, as difficult as our crosses can be, and they can be so difficult, it is in a very real sense liberating, freeing to be in an impossible situation where we have learned to put everything in God's hands and to trust Him. You see, God can and will bring good out of everything He permits, out of everything, a tremendous good out of all proportion to what you are suffering right now. Count on this, count on this. God, your Father, is worthy of your trust. We'll be right back to talk more about the Death with Dignity movement, a Catholic response. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We'll be right back.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of Forming Faithful Families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We continue to reflect upon the Death with Dignity movement, a Catholic response. It is when we receive the gift of being in a situation without a human solution that we really learn to surrender to God. Our Father, our merciful Father in heaven, wants our total detachment from creatures, things, and our sense of being in control, of wanting to be in control. This is an indispensable means to achieve intimacy with our Lord Jesus, because our Lord Jesus wants to be our all. He wants to be your all. He knows that's what's going to ultimately fulfill you. He is your creator. He is your savior. And he loves you unto death on the cross. Yes, it is when we are placed in a seemingly hopeless situation that we can really learn to live one day at a time, to live in the moment with peace and assurance that since God created us, he will sustain us. Yes, God created you. He is going to sustain you. He is not going to abandon you. He's going to care for you at every moment of your life, every circumstance, bringing the greatest possible good out of everything that you're going through. We need to take our Lord Jesus' word when he tells us, do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Matthew 6:33-34. We are called to allow our crosses, our difficulties, our impossible situations, our pain, our suffering to unite us more closely to our Heavenly Father. We are invited to embrace our crosses. We cannot be like those who taunted our Lord Jesus, quote, come down from the cross now for us to see it and believe. Matthew 15:32. Rather, we are called to live like St. Paul, who said, quote, during my stay with you, the only knowledge I claim to have was about Jesus, and only about him as the crucified Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:2-3. The cross, sorrow, pain is sanctifying. The cross anoints with maturity and wisdom. God is anointing you with maturity and wisdom through the cross. And we will talk more about this point on our next program as we continue our discussion of the Death with Dignity movement, a Catholic response. And please never forget, you are so good at heart. And why? Because God, your Father, made you that way. You are his masterpiece. All will be well. Count on it. We have Jesus, so we have everything. Everything. Contact us at formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call us at 708-334-1988. God, love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. 334-1988.